Ladies and gentlemen, we are back to some entertainment banter. My name is not Matt.
My name's not Joel.
So that makes me Joel.
And I'm Matt.
What a waste of time. No, your radio's not broken. We're still here. For some reason, Matt wouldn't say a word to that.
Slow start.
So today, today's special podcast is we're going to talk about favoritism. And when I say favoritism, Matt's going to tell me what his favorite anime is. And we're talking, when we say anime, we're going to define it real quick. Anime is Japanese cartoons made in Japan. Yeah. It has been a pop culture thing as of late. It has been around for a very long time, but hasn't gotten too much steam until as of the last, maybe, what, 10 years, Matt?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Last 10 years, yeah. 10, 15 years, it started picking up a lot of steam.
It might even be, yeah, 15 years or so, at least, yeah.
So, I mean, I remember anime when I was a much younger kid. I didn't know what it was, but I did watch it.
Yeah.
And it's always been ahead of our time, I think. The details and how they carried on shows, and I think they defined sitcoms in a way, or not sitcoms, but like soap operas in a way, just because they always, like, you watch a series and it's not one episode, it's a new episode, like Family Guy is another thing, nothing really connects, but it's more like the whole season or the whole series is based off of this one storyline, and it just carries on, and sometimes it creates sequels and other animes and spin-offs and OVAs or OAVs, which are original animation videos or original video animations, however you want to look at it.
Right.
So it spawned this whole culture that is huge. I mean, there's a lot of anime I don't like, and I'm not that... I thought I was a huge anime fan when I was younger, but it turned out that I'm not, because a lot of the stuff that has come out, I am not a huge fan of. I can probably name 5 animes off the top of my head that are the only animes I've ever seen and enjoyed. I know about a lot of anime, and I enjoy what I watch, and I appreciate the culture of Japanese culture, but I don't think I would be considered a huge, what do they call them? You don't know what you call them? No. It was like a Japanese word for anime fan. Oh my god, what is it?
I don't know, I'm sorry, Charlie.
Do I have to look it up? Oh, otaku? Is it otaku, maybe?
You know, it's funny. So when you talk about favorite anime, because people have two different interpretations of anime, and I'll give you an example. Like, for a second, I was almost ready to say Dragon Ball Z, right? Because that was the first true, like, anime I watched where I was...
Otaku, sorry.
I was perplexed by it. You know, I didn't understand it. And then I had to keep watching it to understand it.
Of course.
That was kind of like my gateway drug, so to speak, into anime. But if you want to go back a ways, to be honest with you, anime was in American pop culture long before it really hit that boom. And as you were talking, I realized probably one of my favorite animes was Robotech, or the Macross series.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one back in the day. It was Robotech here, and they started changing names when they brought things over here.
Well, that goes back to the whole Japanese versus American culture, because it was being first introduced to America. You know, we had different ratings, we had different things that we could and could not do at the time, whereas Japanese culture was a little bit more free-formed. They could get away with a lot more violence, because Voltron would be another example. I was a big fan of Voltron.
Voltron was Japanese, right?
I believe so. I don't think it was Korean, was it? I don't know.
Oh.
I'll have to look it up. But I want to say Robotech for sure.
That is Japanese. It's Macross.
Yeah, and if I had to be honest with myself, I'd probably say Robotech was my favorite anime then. Because that was one I grew up with watching, and I still enjoy it to this day.
What about Thundercats? Oh!
No, that's not... I wouldn't call that anime, because...
Ronin? Or, like,
The funny thing about Thundercats is it's made by the same people that is Rankin and Bass. So, the same people that did the... oh, my God. I can't think right now. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special.
So was it just Snowman. American-made Japanese anime? Is that what it was then, or?
No, it was just their own thing. They just did their own thing.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah.
It's otaku, by the way, people are obsessed with anime, so I wouldn't consider neither of us otakus.
Yeah.
It's a Japanese word to describe someone really obsessed with the anime culture. And it's funny you mentioned Dragon Ball Z, because I always, when I was growing up, Dragon Ball Z is one of the shows I watched when I was like 13. All the kids were playing, you know, cowboys and Indians out in the recess, whatever, and I'm playing Kamehameha and trying to shoot my friends, and they had no idea what I was doing, so like that got knit in butt pretty quick.
But I have a question for you, because you said
that, it was on channel 13.
That are hardcore anime fans.
Yeah.
Would they be rolling their eyes right now that we're suggesting Dragon Ball Z when there's so much out there? And you know what I'm talking about.
No, but I was going to say that Dragon Ball Z is like, to America, is almost like a gateway anime. Like, it got people into it. Same with Pokemon and Gundam Wing. Effing hate. You know what? The F word needs to be used. I fucking hate Gundam Wing. Because there is so much Gundam anime out there. It started off with 0079, and it started off the 1 Year War, and it's a great story, you know? It's a story about neo-Nazis, essentially. They're called the Zeon. Right. They are fighting the Federation. They don't like how the Federation is running the world. I mean, it's like pretty much fascist against socialists, you know? And the Zeons are the Nazis, and they're, even though Nazis and our world are socialists, but
when I watched it for the first time, I had a hard time differentiating who was good or bad. Does that make me screwed up?
No, it doesn't, because their sides are very close. It's just like how political power is now. You don't know who's good or bad, whose side you side with. Of course, you decide to side with Gundam. And it's based off that Gundams are prototypes, and they're just, you know, you make a prototype thing, it's always a better, like a better strong thing. You know what I mean? Am I explaining that right? Like,
no, yeah, it's just like, right. I get it.
Like, you build a car, like, the concept car, the first one you make is always a better one than you mass produce it. It's always, like, not the best. Like, so.
Right. Well, what's cool about it, too, is they cater to, because you have the both sides, like you said, but there's, quote-unquote, victims and heroes on both sides. The pilots are young, youthful people.
They are very youthful, because they
have to choose what's right and wrong.
In Gundam, they call them new types, and they're, like, a new breed of human that they mutate, and they actually have these reflexes that they actually handle the Gundams much better. But the whole premise of the 1 Year War is, after all that's happening, it didn't erupt into a huge fight, because the Zeons dropped a colony. So in Gundam, people are living in colonies out in the space. So like they changed the years from AD to UC is Universal Century, and that's when man took the space. And the Zeons dropped a colony on Australia and killed 5 billion people.
Right.
So it was a huge, that stopped the war, essentially.
Was that, what is they called, the Valentine Massacre or whatever it was?
No, they didn't call it that. I don't remember. But it's just like that huge, like that whole concept of war and all that. And so they made a 0079, they made, huh?
You don't like,
I love,
You don't like Gundam.
No, I love Gundam, because the storyline goes from 0079, there's a 0080 series, there's 0083, which is one of my favorites, then they go into more of like Gundam Z, Gundam Double Z, and they're all the years of Universal Century. But then Gundam, they also made side stories, OVAs, original video animations, you know, and Gundam Wing was one of those, and it was one of the more popular ones, I guess, and that is the one that Cartoon Network decided to bring out here. And its popularity blew up so crazy. And all my friends who watched Gundam were like, really? This is the one they choose? And everyone goes crazy for it. Yes, the animation is good. There are some good things in it. And then when they made the movie into 3 episodes, or the full movie, watch it, Gundam Endless Waltz. It's a very well done movie. And I did enjoy it. But I'm just annoyed that people were like, picked up on this shit so much. I'm like, ugh. I mean, my sister always brought up,
I mean, I'm guilty of that. I'm totally guilty of it, because if it wasn't for Cartoon Network, I'll be honest with you, I would not have really known much about anime as a whole in general. So they were at least kind enough to introduce it to the American public in a broad environment.
That's my point. Like, my sister even brought up, like, aren't you glad they brought Gundam Wing out, because now they're bringing out the other stuff now, because it showed how popular it was? I'm like, yeah, I suppose, but it's stupid.
What are some of the obscure animes that you watch that you have enjoyed?
Well, that's like this whole topic we should be talking about. We should be talking about, you know, our favorite anime. That was the whole point of our topic. But obscurely wise, I don't really... The only one I got watched really obscure, I guess I did watch some animes. Now I'm thinking about it. FLC, FCL, fuck.
Is that the car one?
No, that's Initial D.
Okay.
Initial D is a good one. I mean, I can name the animes I watched. I watched Initial D, Dragon Ball Z, Berserk, Full Metal Alchemist, I enjoyed. I watched FCL. This is a really obscure one. I forgot. I watched that one.
I'm visualizing like their artwork.
But yeah.
I've never watched it.
It was like only 6 episodes or something like that. And then another one I watched was something about It was something about zombies. I had to watch it.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I
can't think of any other animes I really watched. That's probably about it.
I've watched
Neon Genesis Evangelion, but that was weird. But yeah. But what else? What did you watch?
I like to watch a lot of the shorter ones, that short-lived ones that are like usually like 26 episodes.
Trigun.
Trigun, yes.
Trigun.
Yep.
But I get that.
Sergeant Frog. Have you seen that?
What is it?
Sergeant Frog. It's hilarious. It's like anime and Animaniacs come together and do this really weird, ridiculous,
weird,
over the top storytelling.
Gundam.
It's quite hilarious.
Gundam was another one I watched, and it's FLCL.
There you go.
And it's High School of the Dead.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. What about other ones like Sailor Moon and all that stuff?
Never watched Sailor Moon. My little sister did. We got her into it. She was really into Sailor Moon. Never watched it. I never watched Pokemon, even though the opening theme song was great, and it always got you chills, like, you gotta catch them all. You know, it's just like the whole, like, no one understands you.
Inuyasha, or...
I watched them because they were on Cartoon Network, and it just seemed like repeating and repeating. Like, I'd be here chit-chatting with a friend, and it'd be on TV, so I watched a lot of it.
Yeah.
But not... I never got into it. But then I realized, then I was like, oh, how long does this go? Because I feel like every episode kept repeating itself.
Yep.
And then I find out that the person decided to stop writing it on a cliffhanger. And it's just like, really? And they're like 500 episodes in. It's probably an exaggeration, but that's ridiculous.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Just like Naruto's another one. But the thing is, a lot of these animes are annoying because you're watching them in a solid storyline, and then they catch up to the manga, which is comic books for you heathens, and you catch up to the manga, and then they stop kind of writing, so they write filler episodes, and filler episodes are annoying, and Naruto's been notorious for that.
Yeah.
Rurouni Kenshin, I liked, that was a good one too, as well. The wandering samurai, and he had a really good storyline, but then like the last, it's like a 92 episode series, and the last like 30 episodes were just filler to finish it. It's like, why don't you just stop it where it should have stopped? Mm. You know what I mean?
You know what show that Cartoon Network did, and I didn't really watch much of it, but I wish I could go back and watch it now, is Ronin Warriors. Was that
good? Ronin Warriors. I tried to bring that up earlier. Ronin Warriors, I watched some of it too, because a lot of this on Cartoon Network, you see episodes.
Right.
It's really old school. I mean, I think it was good. I assumed it was good.
It looked alright.
Yeah?
I mean, you're right. It has that old anime... feel. That's the other thing too that's interesting about anime, is how it's evolved and developed. I mean, back in the day, it was really kid friendly, you know, it was more comic-y, kind of like Dragon Ball, you know, fart jokes and whatnot. And then even like dirty old man jokes, even though they were there, they were still tastefully done. Whereas now you got like the ridiculous double D breast, you know, ladies, and you've got veins popping out of their necks, and their eyes are all red, and the veins inside their eyeballs are showing, and, you know, spits flying out of their mouths, and it's you know, because they're all about the over-exaggeration nowadays.
Well, yeah, you like, people like to see that detail. Like, you definitely see in American comics, or American cartoons now, like, the borrowing of the Japanese anime style.
Because even, like, Full Metal Alchemist, right? Like,
it's Full Metal, but anyways...
Whatever. It's like, it's really graphic, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot, same thing with, like, Berserk, there's a lot of,
blood, Berserk gore, is gore. Stuff.
You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
But it seems to be like a lot of gores in that, in a lot of anime these days. Do you think that's what, I didn't watch much of Remember the Titan, not Remember the Titans, Fall of Titan, what is it called? I don't even know what it's called right now. But that's a
Fall. One. What is it, Titan? What is it?
I thought there's a new show called
Remember the Titans.
I'm trying not to say Remember the Titans. It's like something Titan. I can't remember, but it's about giants and stuff and people taking them down. I don't know how graphic it is, but I sometimes like watching the cutesy stuff. Like right now, I think I mentioned it last podcast. So I'm watching Fairy Tail right now. It's not mind-blowingly amazing, but it. What I appreciate about anime is they take their time in picking a gimmick and sticking with it. So Fairy Tail is all about magic, you know, it's a magic thing. But in Dragon Ball Z, it's all about training and being a martial arts fighter.
It's all about Goku becoming bettering himself.
Yeah, but with a human spirit, always learning to grow, always trying to do more.
Oh, thought of it. I was watching some clips off Dragon Ball. You know, I know we watched or spent our time watching at work. Well, it was not a full train of thought. I remember like when we were at work, we watched all the Dragon Ball Z episodes, right? We did Dragon Ball Kai up until Boo, and then we watched Dragon Ball Z, remember? Because it wasn't available yet. But I watched some clips from Dragon Ball Z, and remember one of our favorite speeches of Vegeta talking about how Goku is respect for Goku and all that?
Yes.
They changed it.
Really, in Kai?
Yeah, so in Kai, Vegeta's speeches are different. They're more epic, they're longer speeches, but I don't know if they're better. I have to watch it in context now. Like, I have to watch all of Dragon Ball Kai Buu Saga now, because it's only 30 episodes, it's really short.
Wow, that is short.
Because, the series would be 200 and, like, I want to say 260 episodes or something like that, and yes. Dragon Ball Kai is only 100 and...
Well, it should be half.
130? It's only like 130 or something like that.
Yeah, it should be half because they took the two episodes and edited out all the stuff that they didn't think was important.
Yeah.
So
they took a lot of filler out, which I appreciate. Like filler is crazy. Too much filler. There's so much filler.
Filler. Have you ever watched that?
What is it?
I think it's pronounced Gurren Lagann, but I could be wrong. It was interesting because it had a very cool graphic-y comic book feel. And what I mean by that is when they drew it, obviously the characters' reactions and stuff were over the top, but it wasn't like dark over the top. It was more, it literally felt like you were reading a graphic novel or a manga, because you know how like in manga, to illustrate intensity, usually a lot of times out of 10, they'll just, like, draw a bunch of hash lines behind the character to make it look like something intense is happening. That's what it felt like when you were watching this show, and I thought it was kind of cool.
Interesting. So it was 167 episodes for Kai.
Yeah.
276 for the original.
That's crazy.
Oh, 291, sorry. It was 276 from the United States ones, because they cut episodes out of it because of... they didn't feel necessary, but then they cut out so many more for Kai. Interesting. Yeah, for sure. So let's go back. Let's finally get back to the topic of what is your favorite anime. I mean, we're getting to the end of this podcast, and I think we should get back to what I started this topic with, and we can come back to the anime. I mean, we can talk about anime all we want. I feel like we should go back and talk about just Gundam. I think we have
so
a lot.
So you meant more specifically about the specific anime that we like, that show.
Tell me, like, just choose one now since we're getting close to the end of our podcast.
I'm going to stick with Robotech or Macross, whatever you want to call it. For me, it was Robotech.
It was Robotech, Macross.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was a Voltron fan, obviously, but I don't think that was Japanese. I think it might have been Korean. So I'll stick with Robotech. Robotech, I like.
I'm going to look that up because now you're annoying me.
At the time, I was a big fan of the F-15, F-14. You know, Tomcat, which was like the pivotal like military navy plane of the year kind of thing in my era, like Top Gun. Those planes were all the rage at the time. So I thought it was so cool that they were flying those and that they would transform into like two different versions. Like you actually got a full robot that you could pilot like a Gundam, but you also had like the the half version, half breed version, where his legs and arms would stick out, but it was still a fighter plane. And I just thought it was so creative because, well, it had a lot of issues. One, interracial couples, which was not really a thing. I mean, Star Trek, the original series, kind of loosely touched base on stuff like that, but still, in American society at the time, it wasn't exactly, I mean, I'm not going to say it was frowned upon, but people weren't as comfortable with it as they are today. And I thought it was very groundbreaking that they focused on that. In the later episodes, like season 3, Lancer, and then this is Japanese culture as a whole, but Lancer is a guy that's a fighter pilot, and he's a badass, he's a man's man, but he dresses like a woman and plays concerts. I mean, like, again, I think it's like really ahead of its time. And you had a kid growing up, he wanted to just have fun, be a circus flyer, and, you know, war forces his hand to fight in combat. And it's interesting, too, because the villains that they had, they're villains that, in the first season, became their allies in the second season, and by the third season, they were all fighting over this one thing. And the overall theme to Robotech, ironically, was love across the galaxies, and they were always crossing over with the love theme, whether it was interracial, whether it was alien versus human relationships, or even beyond. It was interesting to watch. And then on a side note, you also have this battleship that flies in space, which is badass. And they warped. But what was so cool about the warp is it took the whole city, like, they were on planet Earth, and they're flying this alien technology. They don't even know what it is. So they're in an alien ship. This battleship's actually for aliens that are giants, which I think is a cool idea that humans just commandeered this thing. And it's so, the hallways are so massive that literally city blocks are inside of it. And when they warped. And I just thought that was such a cool idea. So, I don't know. What was your favorite anime?
I like Macross, and I remember watching it, but I can't remember all what you just explained to me. Maybe because you're like 15 years older than me.
Not quite, but keep going.
Why are you laughing? Isn't that true?
No, I don't know. I don't know how old you are anymore.
You're actually only 4 years older than me, but yeah, 15 sounds like a good number. I would say my favorite anime that I always go back to and I always watch over and over again, even though I want to say Full Metal Alchemist because I really enjoy it, and I'm sure a lot of people are kind of like, oh, Joel loves Dragon Ball Z and that's his game. You know, Eric's probably listening to this because even though he says he's not listening to it, he listened to our Star Wars banter. You know he did. So he's probably like, oh, these Dragon Ball Z nerds. But, you know, he watched that stuff with us. You know he did.
Right.
So my favorite anime, other than Berserk, because I don't think Berserk has that much of a rewatchability, is Trigun.
Okay.
I find myself watching Trigun at least once a year, just because I like what it teaches in it. Even though it's a very obscure kind of anime of, like, where there's a lot of unanswered questions, but it is a very, I like it. I've always enjoyed it.
Did they finish that? Like, because I honestly haven't watched that entire
Yeah, movie. Yeah, it's 26 episodes. There's a couple movies. The movies don't really do much with the show itself. So the show I like how it starts off happy-go-lucky, and then it gets really serious near the end. Like, it's almost like two different shows. Mm-hmm. Berserk, I like that a lot. Berserk does that too. Like, you watch Berserk up until the last episode, all of a sudden, like, oh, it's totally different now. Like, the plot changes. Like, you feel like there's a plot. There's a secure plot in the beginning of Berserk, and then at the end, that plot is no longer valid, and it flips. That plot is still there, but now there's a secondary plot involved in that plot, which is kind of cool. Trigun doesn't change its plot. It's just you don't really know what the plot is, and then you start learning about the character, and you can go, oh. And as it gets darker, Full Metal Alchemist is another one of those I can watch over and over again as well. So I would have to say, like, you know, Berserk, Full Metal Alchemist, and Trigun are like one of my favorite animes. And of course, Dragon Ball Z is in there. Come on, who are we kidding here? But yeah, so Full Metal Alchemist, I can probably sit down and watch the whole series again. There's a lot of there's a lot of animes like I grew up with. I would just watch again.
Is that Full Metal Alchemist? Is that the one that? Does it actually just have 50-something episodes?
No. So, how Full Metal Alchemist worked was they wrote the manga, right? and then the anime, like it does, superseded it. Like, it went past. So they make up their own story near the end. So it follows the manga, and then it goes, whoop, left turn. And it made it to 52 episodes, or 51. And then they finished the manga, and they decided, well, we're going to do it again. So now they made Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is completely based off the manga. So, like, so the first, like, 13 to 20 episodes are pretty close. There are some changes in it, but are pretty close to the original Fullmetal Alchemist. Like, it's almost like a repeat series. But there are changes, because they had to do changes to keep it to the manga, right?
Right.
So then it makes it to 63 episodes, I believe. But to say which one's better, I kind of wanted to see if you would watch one or the other. Like, I watched the original Fullmetal, and then I watched Brotherhood. The original Fullmetal ends with a movie, though, as well. Like, there's a movie, Conqueror Shambhala, that finishes the series, which is neat. I always like that whole trek is really neat. But then there is the new one that I really like, too. So, I mean, they're both are good.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I watched the first episode of the original series literally 2 days ago.
You watched all of it?
Like, the first episode.
Oh.
Because I hadn't seen any of it. I've known about it for a while, but I just never got around to watching it. But now I'm curious if I go watch the first episode of Brotherhood to see how different or similar it is.
It'll be different. It is. You should. And see if you... I mean, you can almost watch them side by side and see...
That's what I'm thinking.
That'll confuse the shiznizzle out of you. So I'd be careful about that. About doing that. And I mentioned that they follow the manga pretty tightly. There's not many animes out there that follow it really tightly. Crazily, but... Initial D is another great anime. I wouldn't say my favorite. I just enjoyed it a lot. It actually teaches a lot about cars. But that anime took so long to come out and finish because they wouldn't do filler episodes. And they wouldn't go past the manga. So they'd make the first... They call them stages, like, each season. So, like, the first stage came out. And then another year and a half or so later came out the second stage because they didn't want to make filler. They didn't want to do that. So they followed the manga completely, which was kind of neat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
The animation changed dramatically per stages. So.
I bet. I was just going to ask you that if they... Obviously, it would have to improve as time went by.
Oh, crazily.
Yeah.
I mean, we could probably talk about this for another hour.
Yeah, or we can do a two-parter like we did.
We're gonna come back and talk about these probably individually because we already talked about our favorites.
You didn't really get a chance because you didn't really talk about Trigun why you liked.
Yeah, it. No, I didn't. Well, I can talk. I mean, I did. I enjoyed it because it's like it has that two mysterious series. Like it's a, I don't know why I said mysterious, but a two segue series where you got the first part where it's kind of comedic, and then the ending is like really serious and it gets down to the dirty and the grind. Which I do enjoy. I do like a good drama that can make you feel things and make you think and like make you ponder about life. Like there's some quotes in that show that are just amazing. Like what they say and everything, you know. It just right. There's a lot of philosophy in that show, and I think it can be brought to real life.
So like, they still have it on Netflix, do you know?
Probably. It'll also be on Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu or Crunchyroll or something.
You should watch it. But I mean, this could be a segue into our next podcast. We can talk about just a specific anime and just go off on it. I can talk about the ones I enjoy because when the ones I enjoyed, I grew up with, and I spent the time thinking about them and rewatching them and enjoying it. Like it's one of those things. Like it's like a comfort food, you know. You just
sure, absolutely.
So
well, I think it's good. Let's just wrap it up there. We'll continue this for next time. So thank you for listening to Entertainment Banter. I'm Matt.
Who am I?
You're Joel.
Thank you. I'm Joel. And I'm done.